This was based on an assessment that was conducted last year. This assessment found that people are actually having difficulty in finding out or getting information and accurate information about available services and humanitarian assistance available to them. So this initiative is a product of this assessment, and it's a way to hopefully try to bridge the gap and create a two-way communication system between UNHCR, aid agencies, and the displaced community. It's a way for them to be able to contact us and find out information on where they can go for assistance and services. And it's also a way for them to provide us with feedback for us to know how we can improve our response and make sure that we are doing what's necessary so that they get the services and help that they need.
So how would it work?
This call center can be reached from anywhere inside Iraq. So they just have to dial 6999 from any phone line inside Iraq, and they'll be able to reach this hotline. And once they contact us, we have a number of our staff trained to be able to deal with a number of queries, be it on food assistance, shelter, sexual and gender-based violence, health, and amongst a number of other issues. And this way, when they contact us for information, we will also be able to ask them what information they believe that they still need. And this will help us as we continue to train our personnel that have to deal with these phone calls.
What do the UN agencies hope will result from its establishment?
We hope that, again, we will strengthen two-way communication. I mean, the scale and the magnitude of this displacement is completely unprecedented. We're dealing with over 3.1 million people who are displaced and continue to be on the move in the country. Communicating with all these people is a challenge, and UN agencies and other aid agencies really find it difficult to access certain areas and to reach everybody, and we acknowledge that. So this is why we hope that by having a hotline like this, people can reach us, and then we will be able to tell them where they can go for assistance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you think about it, when people are displaced, there's a state of confusion. People are trying to get their bearings. They don't know where they're going. They don't know how they're going to get food to feed their kids. And they don't know where they're going to go for shelter. Being displaced, even if it's in your own country, is an enormous, enormous challenge, because you are being forced away from your home. You're going to an area where you don't know anyone. You don't know anything. So we hope that by having a line like this, we'll be able to provide some kind of service in the hopes that we'll be able to help people to orient themselves in some way.
Ms. Batul, what is the greatest need for the displaced?
There is a lot of needs, and the needs are growing. At the moment, the temperatures in Iraq are over 50 degrees, and you know it's unbearable heat. UNHCR, one of our priorities at the moment, is to ensure that people have shelter and that people are not outside in the heat, which can be very, very dangerous. But, you know, we work as part of a UN country team, and there are a number of challenges. Again, as UNHCR, one of our priorities other than shelter is ensuring that people are getting access to safe locations and that there's no obstacles in their way as they try to seek protection and access. So we call, as always, on governments and authorities to ensure that there is safe access for people and that people are allowed to get protection when they flee looking for it.